There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Boy, there's a lot happening that is shaking up my neighborhood. I don't know about yours, including the good news. And trust me, they're not paying me to say this, but starting in October, depending on where you live, breakfast all day long at Mickey D's. Woohoo! In reality, I don't really eat fast food that much, but as mentioned once previously before, if I was going to eat fast food, I'll tell you what I would do. It would definitely be a breakfast menu item for sure. One, they throw the calories up there, and some of them really aren't too bad. I just like the idea of shaking it up. I guess I'm like a millennial at heart, because they say millennials, they test marketed in. Millennials really, really like the idea. So McDonald's struggling to compete with so many other options out there and slumping sales-wise, decided they've got to do something different, and what is it going to be? And that's what they decided to do. And that is that's a pretty radical departure. Because it was breakfast, boom, 10 o'clock, no more breakfast. Then we are into the burgers at 10:15. So it's quite a switch. On a more serious note, they still have a manhunt going for three suspects who gunned down an Illinois cop. Here we go again. Of course, he was chasing after them. But this is the fourth police death, by my count, it is four, in 8 days. And this is on the heels of the death of the police officer who was filling his patrol car when he was shot, 15 bullets pumped into him, terrible, in Houston. So now there's all these debates as these killings, they are soaring. That is not, that's statistical evidence there, right? In cities all over the place, this debate on policing. I'll tell you what, it'll come down to it where it's going to be hard to find people who want to be cops. I mean, there are some wonderful cops out there who do want to protect and serve, who feel good about what they do, who actually aren't out to get everybody, and they want to help people. And they're getting buried in all of this, literally. Buried. This is awful. Awful. So this latest police officer that was shot is in a heavily wooded area, too, by the way. So those suspects took off, and they've got the arsenal after them. The dogs, the choppers, the whole thing. And this guy was a 30-year veteran of the police force. Of course, father of four. So you do the math on how many people are affected by this. And it was a close community in Fox Lake, Illinois, not too far outside of Chicago, 50, 60 miles. But it is a big, wooded, rural kind of place. So they have a couple of people that they're looking for. He was chasing three men on foot, and then, boom, the communication was cut off. And then when they found him, when his backup arrived, they found him injured, and it wasn't too much longer that they said he'd succumbed to his injuries and passed away. Oh, my. So here we go with another needle in the haystack, too. So you can bet that the issue of guns, cops, and all of that is now swirling around probably your neighborhood as well as mine. I know that that's happening for sure. There are lots of conversations in a couple of different directions. Right from the get-go, we're going to dive into the pool. You can be a part of the conversation. What has to happen here? For goodness sake, you know, protect and serve. They're getting battered out there. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Grim at the top. Hey, Grim. Hey, Grim.
Don't really want to talk about police between you. You remember the one time I called in about me not being a cop? I just don't have the patience because I'd shoot first. But, you know, then I'd say freeze, you know. But
I mean, seriously, it's scary. The one thing I will say is, what do you do? Who do you turn to? Look, I've had police help me. I had a kick door robber one time in Vegas. They couldn't have been nicer to me and made me feel like, wow, I can breathe. And they were great. Immediately responded. I've had a couple of times in my life where we've had police respond to things. And I have police officers in my family. And it's just, I'll just say this. I mean, we need cops. We need good cops. We don't want to chase them all away, for goodness sake.
Well, that's what civilized people have.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, boy, I tell you.
I know.
You know, because you're right. We're headed a different direction. But I got a good one for you. I want to lighten it up. I don't know about you, but we've been having a general sailing going around here, which, you know, I kind of started. But anyhow, it's been kind of warm here lately, hasn't it?
It has been.
It's been really hot and warm, you know. And you know how warm it has been?
How warm has it been?
Well, it's been as warm as a Chinaman working in a warehouse district.
You're terrible.
Which leads to another thing. You've heard that another plant blew up. And if I were elected president, first thing I'd do is I'd be giving all the EPA workers across this country, because executive branch, you know, I'd handle the administration, and it had one or two things. You can either stand in the unemployment line, or we're just going to send you on a Mac flight over to China. Let you harass them.
Nice. You're brutal. Oh, you're awful. You're awful, but that was funny. I'm going to give you points for that.
There's a tad bit of truth there, because the EPA has just messed up everything. We just got to be better stewards ourselves, too, now. I mean, I ain't going to say it's totally their fault, but... you know, you get a few mess ups like these cop shootings, and what can you do? You're going to have the government legislate something. And when that don't work, they're going to legislate that legislation. And when that don't work, you know, see, this is where I keep saying that they created such a cesspool, they can't even, you know, get their heads above the tank.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's what happens. And unfortunately, that's what we're seeing, you know, and you make a good point. Absolutely. And of course, for goodness sake, I mean, the one thing is, you're right in making the cut about China. Oh my gosh. You look at China and, thanks, Grim, because we're up against it here in a second. China and India, pollution wise, two different reasons why. With the raw sewage and the water and everything else that's happening in India, it's very depressing in some of these beautiful areas. Not only depressing, but dangerous. And people are getting sick, and that's not a good thing, of course. In China, equally disturbing, just dumping of anything that you can imagine, piling up all over the place surrounding their own systems, and the pollution is just crushing. You know, really, when you see, especially in some of the bigger areas, when you see the pollution, it just makes you shudder, doesn't it? All right, something completely different. We're going from the crowdedness of, like, China, some of their major cities like Beijing, to an Amish village, rather, in Sarasota, Florida, as we speak with Sherry Gore next, or coming up later this hour anyway, about being Amish. That's coming up. Stay with us. More to come.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Tired of that song. Hail to the Chief. It means, we're talking about what's happened on the campaign trail. The faux campaign trail, as it were, because, you know, really officially, people are walking the walk and talking the talk. But, and we've got debates coming up. September 16th is the next debate, and it's on CNN this time around. However, we're not into the meaty meat part of it. You know, it used to be back in the old days, many, many decades ago, that you elected a president. That when you went to the convention, that was the big deal. So everybody, I mean, that was it. You were going to be a delegate. You went to the convention, Democrat, Republican, because that was it. You had that two-month period, and somebody was going to be elected, you know, or nominated. Nominated to represent the party versus we have 2.5 years of people running before it's even official. So think about like the Hillary Clinton story. Is she going to run? Is she not going to run? Are you going to run for president, Mrs. Clinton, this time around? Well, we'll see about that. My daughter's having a baby. Boom, has the baby. Are we going to see you run for president? How many times was she asked that question? And everybody else along the way, too, because they would get, there'd be rumors, they'd get on the list, the virtual list, and they would be asked the question of when they're running, are they going to declare? Then when they declare, that becomes big news. They declare, then they're in it. We've had a year of that. We've had a year of people declaring or deciding when they're going to declare. This is my favorite. In this country of instant gratification, where nobody can wait for anything, for goodness sake, you have 8 seconds to hook someone into a conversation. So can you imagine that we actually have people where you've asked them a million times, are they going to run, because the rumor's out there, and that's what you hear, and that's what you pick up and read from the internet and hear from all these shows like this one. And then what happens is they set a date to announce whether they're going to announce or not. Talk about making up news. It's like the mini onion. Okay, let's keep the story going. So we're going to tell them that we are thinking that we're going to announce in the fall. Or then the specific dates. We will announce the week of September 25th whether we're running for president or not. Isn't that crazy? I mean, isn't that just crazy? When you think about what it used to be like, somewhere Teddy Roosevelt is rolling around in his grave. Because there was, yes, there was questions about running, but none of this. We'll set a date to tell you when, and then when we get there to that date, we might push it, and then we'll let you know. Uh-uh. We're going to the convention. People are really interested in me running. I'm starting to pocket nominations, getting the people, my ducks in a row, people who need to say yeah, and that's it. So the purpose of telling you that is we do have a faux campaign trail, don't we? It is. It's faux. But for what it's worth, Ben Carson has to be a little more brisk in his step, a little more bounce in that step, you might say, because Carson, who's virtually unknown in some arenas, is tied with Trump in the latest Monmouth poll that came out. So good for him, because that's something of a feat no matter what, since Trump has been the front runner now for two whole months. So it's Carson and Trump that are, I mean, it's definitely Trump who's getting the most headlines, but Carson is starting to get some attention. It's very strange because everybody kept talking about Rand Paul. Everybody kept talking about the three senators, the midterm senators, right? Well, two of the midterm senators. They kept talking about Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Rand Paul, and Senator Marco Rubio. They're going to run. When are they going to run? And think of where they're from, the places, Texas and Florida especially, but also Kentucky. So then they run, have a big old announcement, and then they just promptly continue to go down the drain, not really pumping up their numbers in the polls. And why is it significant? Because the way the debates are set up, since there's so many people that are running for president on the Republican side, whether you get in the main draw, I'll call it, or not, depends on those numbers. Because you can't have a debate with 17, 18, however many. It's just too ridiculous. You just can't, you know, you just can't have it. So that's why, whether people want to say, oh, it's no big deal, it is a big deal from the perspective of getting in. That's a big deal. While that's going on, Hillary Clinton is still fighting for every number she can get. She is fighting for air. Because with Carson rising in the GOP polls, with Trump still completely out there and on top and having conversations with the head of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce to maybe clear the air or have a chit-chat about what should happen with illegal immigration in this country, he's out there, he's known, boom, we get it. Hillary Clinton is having to answer questions, or her aides are, or they're, or the people who deflect the news are trying to deflect it. I mean, this is because of these crazy email dumps, and this may be another big blunder here for Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's no doubt that John Boehner, I'm certain, has no love lost for Hillary Clinton. I'm sure he bashes her at every turn, and he has, in fact, in the news cycle, done that. But a top aide to Hillary Clinton bashed John Boehner as alcoholic and lazy, a weak leader. That was an email sent the night before the House Republicans were put into power in 2010 by the Tea Party. That's it. It was Sidney Blumenthal who wrote to Clinton, who was, of course, Secretary of State, since we now know all the emails because they're being released so we can pour through them. He's alcoholic, lazy, and without any commitment to principle. Wow. Crazy. And our own Bob Ney, who comes on quite a bit, referred to Sidney's email and said he's taking a page out of my book. His hold is insecure. He's not Newt Gingrich, the natural leader of a revolution, riding the crest into power. He is a careworn and threadbare, banal, and hollow, holding nobody's enduring loyalty. Wow, the fancy words. Boehner is beholden and somewhat scared of his base. He twitches when they make gestures that might undermine his position. His impulse is to hand out money. Luckily, Hillary Clinton, when she was given that email, I mean, when this was emailed to her, her response in her private email account was, "Thanks, as always, for your insights." Thank goodness she didn't say, "Absolutely, he's a lush, he's a freak, he's weak." She didn't say that. But this is where the campaign has led her, through emails like this one. And then what's classified, what's not classified, what possibly could have been hacked into, how could you have a separate email account? Look at how brutal this is. And I think every single time these emails come out, she loses another percentage somewhere. If there was somebody strong enough on the Democratic side, that'll be it. She won't get that nomination. She just has to get to, she really just has to get to the nomination. And of course get the votes, but she has to get to the nomination without a lot of hassle. And she's taking fire in every direction, and rightfully so, because it was the biggest blunder ever to just not have a State Department account. Why would you not have a State Department account? I think of the places that I've worked and the accounts that we use and people who got in trouble, even in the very beginning of the internet. Yes, I was around for the beginning. In the very beginning, when people would troll crazy websites and crash systems because they were on porn sites, for goodness sake. And everything, every time you hit that key, it's recording something. You just got to know that, right? We know that. So her big email mistake may cost her what she so dearly coveted, and that's the Democratic nod for president. All right, as promised, I said we were going to chat with Sherry Gore about Amish life. You may have seen her on the Tube. She's on the National Geographic series, and she has some interesting things to say about the misconceptions of the Amish folk. That's next on America Tonight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Remember National Geographic's channel, the program that they did, Amish Out of Order? Sherry Gore is with us, and she, of course, was featured pretty prominently, is the best way to put it, on that show. And she's the author of a book, the plain new book, The Plain Choice, A True Story of Choosing to Live an Amish Life. Sherry, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, Kim.
It's Kate, but that's okay.
Sorry.
No worries. Okay. No, a lot of people call me that. The actress, I think, made the name famous. So, Sherry, I grew up in just outside of Philadelphia, and I spent a bunch of time in Amish country there, the Pennsylvania Dutch country, and
yeah,
got to know a little bit about the Amish lifestyle. I have to say, I met some really amazing people, really incredibly lived incredibly simple, incredibly happy, the people that I knew, a handful of people. So I guess it's the perfect time to ask you the question. There are stereotypes and misconceptions, right, about the Amish?
Yes, there absolutely are. There's a lot of blanket statements made that all the Amish do this or do that, and that their standards of practice are exactly the same in each community, what I call cookie-cutter communities, and they actually don't exist.
They don't exist.
No. So, just like let's take, for example, the Lancaster Amish. They would live a complete different lifestyle than we who live here in Sarasota, Florida. I happen to live in a tiny little Amish Mennonite village set in the heart of Sarasota, and just our daily lives are a lot different than that you would find in Lancaster. What you'll see down here are bicycles, flip-flops, suntan lotion, and cameras. And I don't think you'll see very many of those things in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where they have buggies. We would use bicycles for transportation instead.
Yeah, so bicycles. So that answers the question, you know, do you live without cars or no electricity? People also want to know about the no electricity thing.
Sure. There are most Amish communities around the country would refrain from using electricity, but we live in a tropical environment, and most of the people who live here year-round didn't come until later in life, and so they're not used to the heat. So all of the houses in my village that I know of are wired for electricity, and pretty much everybody I know does have a cell phone.
They do. They do have a cell phone.
But one thing you won't find are any buggies here.
I love that. So there are some, I'll call them, they're not even really luxuries, but things that other people just, this is a normal thing to have, a phone. What are some of the other, you know, modern day luxuries that you might see that Amish people would have? Or for the most part, is the idea you keep a lot of that at bay?
Yeah, we really do. And I think part of that would be just refraining from things like worldly magazines and trying to keep up with the Joneses. We set standards for ourselves, you know, early on. So we're not always looking for the next best thing. You know, people are looking to progress, but what does that lead you to? You know, so if we're not always after that next bigger, you know, the bigger or the better thing or the more expensive thing, then we become content with what we have.
Yeah. Well said. We're speaking with Sherry Gore. She lives in Sarasota, Florida. It's interesting in talking about the Amish, and you might have caught her on that National Geographic show called Amish Out of Order, and she's written a book called The Plain Choice, A True Story of Choosing to Live an Amish Life. And when you say choosing to live an Amish life, because you have to choose it, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I think like the 10,000 lives, let's say, that I lived in my formative years led me to just where I need to be today. And I never knew where I belonged as a youth. So while I was growing up, I made a lot of poor choices. I was constantly finding myself in trouble. And if there's one thing that trouble's good at, that's being found. So once I became a believer, right around the age of 31, I began to find direction in my life for the first time. So the conservative life that I carved out for my children and I learned later that it was a parallel life to that of Amish and Mennonite, only I didn't know it. So it wasn't like a romantic notion that, oh, I want to join the Amish. I didn't know anything about them until I just happened to be reading about them one day, 3 years after I became a Christian. So I don't think anybody was more surprised than myself that we were living, you know, the same way. So it just seemed natural for my children and I to worship and fellowship with like-minded people. So it's pretty much how I ended up, you know, in the Amish church.
And so what's the hardest part about being Amish?
The hardest part, that's a really good question. Probably the misconceptions from other people. I've actually had some, I just want to hold back on saying argumentative. It could go that way if I allowed it. But I've had some pretty hard conversations with people who would approach me and say something like, oh, I know all about you. I've seen Amish Mafia. And that couldn't be the furthest from the truth. So people think that they know me and that they know each individual Amish or Mennonite based on the entertaining, you know, reality shows that are broadcast. Yeah. And it's just not so. And I haven't seen one. I don't doubt for a minute that they're very entertaining, you know, but reality, I think that's a pretty far-fetched word to use to describe them.
Is there anything you miss about modern living, television, the show? Like you said, you haven't seen the shows, you don't read the magazines. Is there anything that you miss?
Personally, maybe Cute Shoes. I still like Cute Shoes, so I still buy Cute Shoes. I just don't spend as much money on them today as what I would have several years ago.
Yeah. One thing that I think is to be learned is, you know, there is a movement, Sherry, that people have so much stuff that it's weighing them down. And it is that for so many people that it's like the old question of what would you do if you could only take one thing out of your house? And, you know, it's crazy to hear the answers that some people will say. So the question to you is, you live a simpler life. How can people that aren't Amish and they don't want to necessarily become Amish, how can they live a simpler life?
Well, the way that I found to live simpler for my children and I, the biggest thing for us was just not having a TV. And I wouldn't necessarily say that everybody needs to get rid of their TV, but that was the key point to what went on under my own, you know, within my own household, was not having the TV. And then my children then were put in a position to make their own fun and make their own adventures, which they absolutely did. And so that was the best way that we simplified our life. And probably probably limiting yourself on, you know, on shows that are available would put you in a position to want to go out and have your own fun rather than just focusing on someone else's life. You know, make a life for yourself rather than just watching someone else's as a spectator.
Yeah, and I would think, too, that in living an Amish lifestyle, because you're cooking a lot and you have cookbooks out and you're doing that kind of thing, so you're not eating out as much because Americans are devourers of fast food and whatnot. And I don't know what the average American spends per week, but I know it's up there. It gets up there where they're stopping at Starbucks every day and all of that. So that's cut out of your life, right?
Yes, it is. Now, I do have those things more handy since I do live in the city, but our cooking at home is so good that it's not that big of a temptation to go somewhere else. And that's due to the Amish cookbooks that I have.
Yeah, so what's your favorite thing to make? That if you had to pull one thing out of the Amish cookbook, what would you serve?
Hands down, always pie. Pie for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. Pie anytime. The world needs more pie.
And pie made from scratch, right?
From scratch, yes.
Definitely. I love that. So when in Sarasota, as I mentioned and we talked about at the top, spending time in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, of course, there's tourists and tourists buying things and whatnot. In your community, are there tourists that come through?
Well, there actually are, and more so in the last several years. I self-published a cookbook back in 2010. And Pinecraft was really just not on the map before that. And once National Geographic Channel purchased a copy of it and put it on, you know, their documentary, Pinecraft became more prevalent. So we have been receiving more visitors, and even Amish visitors, the numbers have increased. Last winter alone, we hosted 8,000 Amish people. And that was just coming down on one Amish bus line, the Pioneer Trails. And there are, I think there's 4 or 5 bus lines now. So just on that one bus line, there were 8,000 Amish that were hauled down here. And we're a tiny little community. We're 8 blocks wide. So we're elbow to elbow Amish and Mennonite when we're in season, which tends to fall right after Thanksgiving and all the way through Easter.
Thanksgiving through Easter. So there is a place, somebody can go through and there's a store and all that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes. There's great places to eat. There's Der Dutchman and there's Yoder's, who was put on the map for their fried chicken and their pie. Yes.
Wow.
And they have a gift shop, a deli, produce, pretty much anything that you would expect to find except the horse and buggies you can find in Pinecraft, Florida.
All right, I love it. We're going to have to make a trip down there. Sherry Gore, thanks so much for joining us, and pick up a copy of the book, The Plain Choice, A True Story of Choosing to Live an Amish Life. Can people get that on Amazon?
Yes, they sure can. You can purchase it online and everywhere books are sold. So thank you so much, Kate. And if your listeners, they'd like to learn more, they can follow me on my author page on Facebook at author Sherry Gore.
All right, Sherry, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you, Kate. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Oh, the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Sing it, George. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All right, so each and every show, we dig into our mailbag 24/7. You can rock my world by sending me an email, and yours too, perhaps, because you get something off your chest. AmericaTonight.net. On that note, let's head of the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. All right, this first one is from Mary Mary Quite Contrary, and that's exactly what it says. Mary Mary Quite Contrary, very upset these days at all of the mud that is being flung around Washington and outside of D.C. when it comes to the people that we've elected. However, I'm one of the people making the mud pies, Kate, because it is so bloody frustrating. It feels as though we have no voice. You say it all the time. That's, in fact, what got me to listen to your show. I heard you one night say, remember, there's always power in the number of people, and they are our elected representatives. That is so key. I wish more people would vote. Thanks for your show. I like this email for a couple of different reasons. One, because the point is exactly what Mary said. It is so easy to get lost in, I don't care. I'm just living my life. Boom. I'm just going to focus on what's going on, which you should do. But if nobody takes any interest in what's happening in D.C. for real, makes those phone calls, becomes that PETA, and you know what PETA stands for, like our friends Izzy and Dan's done it. I'm sure Grimm's done it. I know I've done it. Hold their feet to the fire. Absolutely. If you're seeing things you don't like, pay attention to what the vote is. It's easy to look it up. See what your congressperson, what your senator's doing. Not just saying the right couple of lines, but how they're actually voting. How often are they present in D.C.? Are they trying to write legislation? Are they trying to be part of the solution and not the problem? Keep an eye on all of that, because that's significant. All right, this one from Benny. He says, Kate, I haven't emailed in a long time. I was thinking about you the other day because of the Katrina thing. I think one of the first times I heard you was after the Katrina deal, and you were on the air, perhaps for one of the first times for America Tonight. You were talking about things that were being done in the wake of what happened in New Orleans and in Mississippi. In fact, I think I heard you from Mississippi, if I am correct. And the people were talking about rebuilding and what had happened and bringing people back and whatnot. And I wonder what your impressions are of the area of Biloxi where you were, and also New Orleans, because I know you've mentioned you've been down there a couple of times. Yeah, my impression is that there has been some tremendous rebuilding, and some people who left those areas never came back, and some did come back because they had long, strong family roots and they wanted to come back, but a lot of people lost a lot. I met a woman in Mississippi who lost, who had family who lost houses in New Orleans, and then they had also been in New Orleans and in Mississippi. So the two places hit, like in Biloxi area and right there in the outside of the Ninth Ward even, and other areas of New Orleans proper. She had a ton of family members lose homes. And she said it was all just about everybody in the family helping to rebuild. I think that Americans are resilient. I'm proud to be an American. As much as we complain, and sometimes it feels like this is what that show, this show is the bully pulpit of only complaining, although that's not true because we have the levity of the crazy jokes that you all are trying to share with me, and we have lighthearted features that we weave into the show too. But it's like I have to remind myself, we are a resilient people, and the people in those areas came back. And I saw it when I was in Mississippi, because that had been 5 years after. And then there was the oil spill, and you had the tremendous BP spill. And then you, on top, coupled with that, you still had some rebuilding that was happening in areas that were wiped out. And it just seemed that way to me, that there were tourists that were coming back. They were telling people to come back, and it looked like it was a whole new game. Of course, things changed for a lot of people. Fates and fortunes absolutely changed. It's kind of a long-winded answer to that, but I think yes. And especially the resiliency of the people in both of those areas held up, and that's what I thought was unique to both places as I spent time in both places. All right, here's one from Paul, who says, hi, Kate. I was wondering what you think is going to happen when Congress comes back into town and whether or not the president is going to have enough Democrats endorse his Iranian nuclear program. Well, I think there's going to be some Democrats that already have bailed, like Schumer, the longtime senator from New York. He's not getting back on that train. He's bailed. He's done. He's not on board with anything to do with that Iran deal. But the bottom line is this. There's not going to be any kind of, there's not going to be any enough for a legislation that's going to push it over the top that the president will be trumped on a veto. So that's a way of telling you it's not going to happen. It's an on the record. Okay, people are saying they're not in agreement and they're trying to come up with something, meaning your representatives, but it's not going to change it. It would be shocking if it changed it. And maybe that's part of the key. Part of the thing is to get that conversation out there. It's too late. I mean, the sanctions are going to go by the boards. And then the idea is, well, but you're not paying attention because we can put the sanctions back in. Yeah, right. Because it was so easy to get the harder sanctions pushed through in the first place. I mean, we'll see about that. I don't know. Is it better to have, it's like somebody was trying to argue with me and they were saying, isn't it better to have some deal than no deal? Why wouldn't you want to have some deal than no deal? I don't understand why you don't think that's good. Some deal, something, so that you can at least get in there. It's like, well, get in there to the cost of having them under our thumb because economically the people are furious and it's making the Ayatollahs in general nervous. Now they don't have to worry about that because the economy will bounce back and any threat that we had dangling over a very tough Iranian crowd is gone. And do you really trust Rouhani? I just got to say it. And that sounds ridiculous. Like, do you really trust the evil empire? Do you really trust them or not? But when we had the sanctions firmly in place, it did make a difference. That's why they started to squirm. And I think that's what it is. Letting the sanctions up too soon, come on. If you wanted to play in the middle somewhere, maybe that'd be a little bit different. Have a different kind of timeline, force the issue of, you know, you can't be having 25 days to get ready for a visit, announcing visits, and you can't test your own soil. You can, but we want to test the soil. When the nuclear folks come in, they should be able to test the soil. So it's interesting that you asked that question because Senator Carper was now the 30th member to support the Iran deal in the break, coming out and saying, I support the Iran deal. Quickly, last one. This one from Howard, who says, Kate, when and where can I participate in Nail the Score? I briefly heard something about it the other day. Explain. Yep, next week, next Tuesday into Wednesday show, in our second hour, final segment, just the one segment, I'll have the game of the week. The computer will pick it. All you have to do is call in or send me an email right then as to what your guess is for the final of that game. What do you think it's going to be? 24-10, 17-6, whatever it is. It's very easy. It's not easy to nail it necessarily, but it's easy to come up with a scoring guess. And once you have that guess, you own it. Nobody else can take the same score. That's how we roll. And we're rolling on, rolling off for this hour anyway. Thanks for listening.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.